Yeah, I love it. And all the way, and let's go in through the nose. Yeah, super exhale. Super exhale. So good. And this last one, let's do an extra deep breath at the top. Two in breaths. Let's go.
Adding sound effects.
So high right now.
High on life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That air is so nice. And I just want to say thank you, Father Sky, for the beautiful air. Thank you, Mother Earth, for our bodies and our homes here and the sun and the water. We are so blessed here, guys.
Absolutely. You're really connecting us to the universe by addressing all of those. And it's just so awesome. It fits in with our theme. And I don't know if you had any words on the universe, but if you have any, you can share right now.
Absolutely. I'll tell you guys a story. I had angels come and visit me when I was deep in meditation, and they said, construct your emotional grid based off of the elements found in the physical universe. And they showed me the physical universe and how big it was, and it was all made up of earth, air, fire, water, and ether. And so those elements, that's why I said thank you to them, because they make our universe up, and in themselves, they're very simple elements. The earth element is about being solid and strong, and the water element is about being relaxed and chill, and the air element is about freedom and intelligence, and our breaths are so powerful, and the sun is about focus and warmth and, you know, cultivation and the goodness that comes from that stuff. And ether is what all the other elements are before they become their element. So before earth is earth, it's ether. Before water, it's ether. And all of them. So imagine you're an ether molecule, and God says, okay, time for you to become fire. You've got to totally give up being ether and just trust this process of becoming something new. And so that's what I've, that meditation was gifted to me over 10 years ago. And every day, at least more than once now, I say thank you to the elements for what they contribute to our reality and, the gifts that they bring.
That's great. Wow. The seagull agrees with you. I heard that seagull saying, yes, yes, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and giving us our breaths and just that knowledge of sharing. It's always incredible and it's beautiful. We always look forward to hearing from you, and just lots of blessings to you for joining us. And I just hope you have a great rest of your week and weekend.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you to you and Eagle Nation. Everybody, lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love to you. Bye for now. All right, that was our brother Wegedesk.
And
So we're going to carry on with our show, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shechlech, and he's my brother, and he's from Gwaishkanap in the Nicola Valley. So he's got a song picked for us, and it's from West Bruce and Lang, and the song is called Why Don't Ya? So let's have a listen to that. It's pretty old school, so here we go.
Thank you.
right, we're back. That was West, Bruce, and Lang on the song called Why Don't You? And that was from 1972.
Good to dust those things off once in a while and try them because they're goodies.
Yeah, for sure. An oldie but a goodie, for sure. And we have Shkwait Shachlach on the line. For people that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the fires of a couple of years ago, big forest fires, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago up in the Nicola Valley that evacuated all of Merritt, and many different reserves were affected and traumatized. And my brother came through all that and survived it. He's a very big inspiration for myself and many other people that know the story. And we're just so blessed to have him come on our radio program and just share some of the insights and some of the things that helped him get through all those traumas and difficulties. Mm. So welcome, Shkwait Shachlach. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be today. Happy that the rains came and dissipated some of the smoke. Yeah, we're getting a lot of smoke from the Chilcotin fires.
Oh, yeah.
Coming down the valleys and polluting our air.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been very smoky and disastrous for many communities all over, across the lands, like East Coast to West Coast, North to South. It just seems like nobody's gotten away this year. And we're just lucky that we weren't too involved with the catastrophes that have happened all over the world. And although we've had our share in the last couple of years, so we're still kind of recovering from all that. But yeah, that was a pretty awesome song you chose, Why Don't You? And very deep lyrics when you read into them and look at them. And yeah, just thank you for picking that. And it was a pretty good reach back into the 70s, the music of a lot of creativity and just nice all around music.
Yeah, music with meaning.
Yeah, for sure.
Today's music.
So we have our topic, and the topic is the universe, and would love to get some insight from you on what you think of the universe.
Philosophers and whatnot, you say the universe is thought or hoped to contain something and meaning that is the point of our being alive. You know, tell me, you know, that really is, you know, I. You know, they talk about parallel universes and all that. I think each of us is our own little universe, and all the parallels is you, my brothers, and our sister there, and everybody else, you know. We just all come into each other's universe when we visit each other. That's, you know, that's what I think the universe is. Mm. You know, it's a... us bringing knowledge to each other.
Mm.
You know, because I figure that's really what the universe is all about. It's just, our being in the universe is just being here to learn all we can about it, each other, and how things work, you know, physically, mechanically. tried to figure it out spiritually, but, you know, it's all tough work.
Mm-hmm.
We can only help each other in our little universe.
Yeah.
Well, our corner of the universe, because, you know, it's vast.
Yeah.
Whether it be linear or circular or parallel.
Yeah.
Why we send ships out when we, what are we going to do, corrupt the next planet?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, we gotta keep our corruption contained.
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we really thank you and appreciate you for, you know, just sharing your knowledge and some of the insights of what make you tick and helped you survive, you know, through all those traumas and difficulties, and just so important to be able to share those things with other people around the world that are listening in and wanting to be a part of the solution for, you know, all the wrong things that go on in our world and lives. And just really appreciate you for joining us and sharing what's in your mind and heart and giving us a glimpse into what helped you get through those very difficult times. And just lots of appreciation for you.
Yeah, well, I thank you guys for having me on the show and thank you for the listeners for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thank you for all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love.
Mm.
I send it all back to you guys 100-fold.
Mm, thank you so much. And I guess we're gonna have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing your next song and your next words. So
okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, we just appreciated the wisdom of Shkwait Shachlach, and we're gonna carry on with our show, and we're gonna get hopefully a hold of Lady Fahima. And we're going to play her a song. And excuse me as I'm typing here.
Yes. You want me to talk about the universe?
I want you to talk about your aliens.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. When one of the songs was playing, I was saying, oh, we haven't talked about this whole UFO stuff lately that's been, you know, different pilots and different people who are in, you know, watching the skies that have been reporting, you know, UFOs, and it's over the years and it's not really been spoken of, and now it's becoming a little more public, some of the things. And it's just fascinating to think. And I was mentioning that Carl Sagan, I can't remember the book, one of the books that he wrote that I was reading one time, but it's like, okay, he just factually lays it out. So he studies the skies and he's like, look, there's this many planets as we estimate in the Milky Way or in this part of the solar, you know, in this part of the universe. And basically it's like there has to be life elsewhere. It's just the odds are, the mathematical odds are there are.
For sure, it's impossible not to have
exactly
other life out there.
I just hope they're not better looking than us. You know, like I just want to make sure they're not better looking than us. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Or smarter. No, yeah. I actually want them to be smarter, but benignly smart.
Mm. So, yeah, we're going to carry on with our show,
yeah.
And we're going to get on with the song for Lady Fahima.
Excellent.
It's from Warsaw Guitar Orchestra. And the name of the song is called The Call of Cthulhu, and it's a cover of Metallica. So let's have a listen to that, and enjoy, everyone. ¶¶
Wow.
Ooh, man, that was pretty intense, eh?
Yeah, I love the that contrast of gentleness and intricacy and then edgy. Lovely.
Yes, yeah. That was the Warsaw Guitar Orchestra, and I believe they're from Poland. So their magic, all their magic little fingers, there must have been about 20 young students and a few adults that played some of the electrical instruments.
Yeah.
But a very intense song from Metallica. That's a cover song from them. And we have with us, we have Lady Fima. How are you doing?
Hello, dear Chief. My greeting to you, to the station, to the wonderful crew that they accompany the station, and your respected listeners across the country, Simon Fraser University, especially to a student of Simon Fraser University, and the world, and the universe.
Yeah, and we also thank our staff up here. We thank Magnus, we thank Jesse, we thank Conobar, we thank Jujul, all the ones that keep our shows up here going. Just always big thanks and shout out to them for all their hard work and energy that keeps us going. So
definitely. And also the volunteers from the student of UBC and Simon Fraser University, they accompany in many, many areas.
Absolutely. And a big shout out to Elena that just had her program just before ours. Just incredible music and just a really great producer. And she's going to be having a really great program coming up here soon. So a big shout out for her. Get all our listeners to listen in on her too. So, yeah. So, yeah. And we have our show today is on, the subject is on the universe. So we'd love to hear from you on that.
Thank you, Chief. We don't have that much time, so I wrap it up really quickly. The universe is the planet, stars, galaxy, and the other form of the energy. And there are three words, the most powerful words in universe. It says, you know, I love you. This love, you know, is unconditional love. It's not physical love. You know, because as soon as we say love, it becomes to the two parties, basically. No, the love, you know, the love of to the parents, the love to the animal, to the planet, to the children, and so on. And this is the most significant, powerful words that it create a great impact in the humanity. So however, give back your positive action, art, kindness, virtues, creativity, and all the kindness that you have, you can bring it with your talent to this Mother Earth, to the animal world, and the planet, and the flowers, plants, and the flowers. Just make your surrounding very powerful, hopeful, and joyful. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us and giving us those words. I really like what you said about the most powerful words in the universe, which is I love you. And it reminds me of the story of when I went and found one of the tribes that talked about your sister.
Yes.
Who visited her probably about 20 or 30 years before I even got to them. And they spoke about her. And they said that it really changed their whole entire tribe and village and people because they were suffering so badly. I'm sure everybody in the world knows now about the atrocities that happened in the residential schools and the boarding schools down in the United States and all over the world, really, with colonialism that's been going on rampantly. But these people, they told me that they changed because of one person that came to their their tribe and village, and she didn't even know how to speak English. They said the only words that she knew was, I love you.
Yes.
And it impacted them so deeply and so much that they were able to survive, because they said they were hopeless and helpless. Mm-hmm. And up until that point, they were hopeless and helpless and dying. Those were his exact words. Mm. And after this person, your sister, came and visited them, and that's all she just continuously expressed, because that's all she knew was, I love you.
Yes.
And those words are so powerful and deep, and I really believe you that they're the most powerful in the universe, because they can really yes. change people, they can change the world, they can change humanity, and it already has, and it's just a very wonderful thing that you're able to share that with us, and we're running out of time. So thank you all for joining us and listening all over the world. We thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, and bye for now. Come back again next Thursday.
Thank you.